All right, welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot Pod. I'm Nick, and I'm doing a solo pod. And this pod's going to be a little bit different than our normal pods. It's been a while since we've been back. I've been busy, honestly, just at work, working a lot of overtime because corporate culture kind of sucks. But hey, if you want to do this more, please like, subscribe, rate, review, share with your friends. But yeah, again, like I said, this pod will be a little bit different. This time, I am not touching sports whatsoever. I am doing a solo music pod. And you wonder, why? Why am I doing a solo music pod? I just don't think Alec is suited for this type of podcast. But hey, we all got different skills. We're not suited for everything, but let's give it a shot. So I wanted this to be a music pod, and I also wanted this to be a recap of the year of 2015. Because you know what? I'm going to take my shot and say 2015 is definitely a top five year of music of all time. Yeah. I honestly think the best stretch of music that we've ever gotten in history is probably like 2011 through like 2019, 2020. I just don't think we'll ever see a stretch of music like that again. And honestly, just seeing the music currently today, it's like, I just appreciate that time period more and more every day. Cause I'm like, damn, that was an unreal time period. The music was so good. And I just don't think we'll see anything like that. I don't know if I'm sure we'll probably see something like that again, but I just don't know if we'll see anything like that for a while, just because the music hasn't been as good lately. And just starting off, I do just want to recap like the music of this year. Obviously, the number one album has got to be Drake and P&D. Easily number one album. I would say my number two album of the year was definitely the Young Nudie album. Let me just get the name for you. Oh God, I probably should have prepared more I did prepare for this pod. I just did not prepare for like the current music, but yes. Young Nudie's album had some Paradise. Yeah, Paradise by Young Nudie. Fucking banger of an album. Number three for the year, I will probably give it to Playboi Carti. I feel like Playboi Carti could have been higher if he just cut out some of the songs, but he didn't, and I just got to judge the product as how it was released. And probably number three, 21 just dropped. 21 just dropped a solid album. Might give that number four of the year. And honestly, don't know if I really have a fifth, but those are really my albums of the year. Going for the music again, I mostly wanted this to be a recap of 2015. Just going through my music listening history. I guess I got a shout out. I don't want to just make it strictly rap, but just got a shout out Yellow Card and Day to Remember. They dropped some albums here, definitely some solid projects. Like, not their best albums. Again, I feel like a lot of the best albums were dropped like during that time period. But hey, just gotta work with what we got. They had some solid projects that weren't rap. I feel like the 2015 time period that recap will be mostly rap. But hey, let's go. Before I get into 2015, I do just want to shout out 2005. I do remember Fall Out Boy's From Under the Cork Tree dropped that year, and that is a 10 out of 10 album in my book. But yeah, I think that's really all I got for the recap for this year. Let me just go through Apple Music real quick, see if there were any like really big hits, and if there weren't like albums this year that I'm missing. But I feel like this year wasn't that great of a year for music. A lot of Christmas music. Even the rap, it's like older rap. It's not like, even rap from like at least like a couple years ago. Not much to rap in this year. definitely not listen to country, so I will not be able to give you any feedback on that, and I will never be able to give you any feedback on that. Yeah, just a subpar year for music. Hopefully 2026 brings us some better music. But yeah, let's start with my 2015 recap. All right, and I will say what inspired me to do this was just the re-release of Good AM that originally came out in 2015, and I guess a 10-year anniversary album. I don't want to say deluxe, 10-year anniversary album came out this year, and that's kind of what inspired me to do this. I just want to go through some albums that came out that year. I'll just start listing off some stuff, and I will eventually go back into depth with some of these, but we got Good AM, Mac Miller, Royalty, Chris Brown, I Told You, that was DJ Khaled, Badlands, that was Halsey, for the pop fans. I'm diverse in my music taste, I just don't dip into the country, but I am pretty diverse. Dark Star of Paradise, Big Sean, DS2, Future, Fan of a Fan, of course, Chris Brown, and Tyga, that was an album. Fetty dropped that year, that was Fetty's prime, and hey, I Told You? Oh, no, I Told You. Oh, no, I'm tripping. No, I Told You. Sorry, that album was Tory Lanez. That's when Tory Lanez came on the spot, but it was not his best album. Won't go too much into that. I changed a lot. That was DJ Khaled. If you're reading this too late, Drake and Future. That one's too straight. What Time to Be Live, Drake and Future. Last Night Out to Get You, that was Neck Deep. Again, diverse music. Granted, I did not discover the album in 2015, but hey, there was so much good rap coming out that year. I honestly didn't discover a lot besides rap that year. Love Is Rage, Lil Uzi, Purpose, Justin Bieber, did discover that year. That was definitely Bieber's peak. That was my favorite Bieber album. Rodeo, we got that. Travis Scott, The Story So Far, self-titled album, that dropped that year. Again, didn't discover that in 2015, but hey, I loved it. Summer in the Winter, that was a Kid Ink album. American Beauty, American Psycho, Fall Boy. It's a Fall Boy, so of course I need that. At Long Last, ASAP. Joy Badass dropped. Let's see. Free TC, that was Ty Dolla $ign, Dreams Worth More Than Money. Meek Mill, Album About Nothing. Wale. Then we got the Shrem Life album. I will probably go more into that. 56 Nights, more Future. Beast Mode, more Future. We got some Chainsmokers that year. I believe that's when we got Closer. That's the Bokeh EP. I should have researched that more. We got some Logic, Untrapped Soul, of course, Bryson Tiller. But hey, let me go through the album that really inspired me to do this. And that was that Mac Miller 10th year anniversary, just recapping it. Honestly, I would probably rate this album. That's tough. I kind of want to give it a 10 out. I feel like 10 out of 10 should be reserved. You know what, for Mac, honestly, I would give this album a 10 out of 10. This is my favorite Mac album by far. Like, it's pretty much perfect. Like, it's got some slower songs on there, but like, I know I don't always listen to slower songs just because it's just like I'm not always in the mood for the slower songs, but they are good songs. Like, don't get me wrong there. They are great songs. And honestly, it's what inspired me to do this. So, yeah. But I honestly remember this album coming out. It was one of my favorite albums at the time. Listened to it all the time. The 20th anniversary, or fuck, not 20th, 10th year anniversary. Goddamn. I just had to listen to it over and over again. It's definitely one of my most listened to albums of the year, just because it just brought me back to a time where music was literally at its peak, and I will die on this hill. Hey, find me if you want, but hey, I will die on this hill. Like, that is when music peaked, was around that time. Fuck it. I'll just go through. There's so many good songs on the album. Weekend by with Miguel. Obviously, that's one of the most popular songs off the album. Will I say that is one of my favorite songs? Probably not. It is one of my favorite songs. I will not say it's the best song off the album. My favorite song off the album is definitely When in Rome. What else? Oh, Jump. I always love Jump. Jump was one of my favorite songs too. Clubhouse and In the Bag. Clubhouse, In the Bag, and Break the Law. Those were always like that sequence of songs. That's just like great, like storytelling. Weekend by Miguel. Again, it's a banger. It's a banger. Like, I love the song. It's just not one of my, it's like off the album. It's like, I don't, there's just so many good songs on this album. It's like, I don't know. Of course, 100 Grandkids. That was a debut single off this album. That was definitely up there. That might be two. It's between that and When in Rome. Two Matches, Absol. Whenever Mac and Absol got together, definitely a banger. But yeah, no, I fucked this album heavy. Like, this is definitely one of my favorite albums to listen to. And yeah, that is honestly what inspired me to do this. I honestly want to do one for 2016 as well, just because I think 2016 did have some great music. Kind of wish I did one for 2014, but hey, whatever. We didn't have the podcast back then, so who knows? Maybe we'll do a 20th anniversary for 2014. Again, like, subscribe, review. If you do love the content. But yeah, do I want to save these? No, I'll save some of these for later. Let me go to Bryson Tiller, Trap Soul, because that was Bryson Tiller's debut, and that, I will say, was for sure, like, a banger. Brought Bryson Tiller out onto the scene. Exchange, Don't, two of my favorite songs, Rambo, I really love that one. Sorry Not Sorry, Right My Wrongs, like, Bryson Tiller? I remember when Bryson Tiller's coming out, people were like, it's kind of like Drake. I'm like, it's got like the Drake Chris Brown style. It's got like the rapping and singing, but is he as good as Drake? By no means, yes, but I do appreciate Bryson Tiller. And like, if you do like Drake, you probably like Bryson. If you like Drake and Chris Brown, you probably like Bryson as well. And yeah, Bryson came out onto the scene. Still releasing hits to this day. And yeah. There's probably go in and out. Let's see, what else do I want to go to next? Let me hit the non-rap. I'll go to the non-rap. We'll hit some of those first. What I wanted to hit is, okay, we'll go with a little Fall Out Boy, American Beauty, American Psycho. If this album will fucking come up on my Apple Music. All right, there we go. American Beauty, American Psycho. So that was the album with Centuries. If you remember that, Uma Thurman, that was also a banger. Honestly, my favorite song off this album was probably, actually my two favorite songs, probably 4th of July and Favorite Record. Those are probably two of my favorite songs off the album. It's Fall Out Boy. It was a classic, easy listen. Actually, looking at it now, it came out at the beginning of 2015. I did not remember it came out at the beginning of the year, but hey, that was a banger. Let me go into some of the another. And I'm sorry if you, I know everyone's not gonna fuck with the not rap, but hey, it's my taste. It's what I'm into. It's what I love. So, The Story So Far album, again, did not discover this one in 2015. Came out midway through the year, came out in May. But also my favorite Story So Far album, and I still listen to it to this day. Heavy Gloom, Nerve, Solo, Mock, like Smile. It's got some bangers on there. Like, say it's a 10-song album, like about 30-minute listen, like goes quick. And Yeah, those are probably like my five favorite songs on the album. Some of like the best new like pop punk that has been out in recent years. Then if I go to Neck Deep, that was honestly my favorite Neck Deep album. Probably came out that year. Life's Not Out to Get You. Is my favorite Neck Deep album. It's got Can't Kick Up the Roots, Kali Ma, Gold Steps, Lime Street, Serpents. December is a banger. I hope this comes back to haunt you. Like, and I have seen Neck Deep in concert. Honestly, great concert. Saw him with Fall Boy. I know I saw him somewhere. Oh, I saw him like at a music festival in Omaha. Yeah, Neck Deep, that was a great album as well. And I'm just gonna quickly go in and out of these albums just because there's so much to get to. And I just kind of want to emphasize how much great music there was this year. I feel like that's kind of it for like the more like the pop punk emo side. Do you want to go to Bieber and Halsey? That was really Halsey's debut album. Obviously, Bieber had been around before that, but I feel like that's when Bieber peaked with Purpose. That was my favorite album by him. Just want to go through some of my favorite songs off that album. What Do You Mean? Sorry, Love Yourself, Company, No Pressure with Big Sean, No Sense with Travis Scott, The Feeling with Halsey, Where Are You Now? That was also on that album too. Honestly, I just fucking love that album, man. It's still my favorite Bieber album to this day. The Homie BK, he tells me that's his favorite Bieber album. I fucking agree. Like, I feel like that's when Bieber peaked. Halsey going to her debut album. I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about it too much. Oh, it looks like she also released like a 10-year anniversary album. I actually dig deep into that. I don't know if I will, but I do love the original album. Definitely had some good, great songs on there. Castle, New Americana. That was definitely the popular song that everyone knew. Roman Holiday was one of my favorite songs. I like Colors too. Gasoline. Those were some of my favorite songs. I would say Roman Holiday is probably like the most like kind of like deep cut song that I really loved off that album. But it was a debut for Halsey, and she's still going to this day. Really got a lot of breakouts that year. Speaking of breakouts, definitely should talk about some Uzi. I feel like I really didn't discover Uzi till like 2016. I was a little late to it, but hey, he had saw some bangers on that album. Top, All My Chains, 7 a.m. My favorite song, Super Saiyan, just because, you know, shout out to the anime. Come on. I know Uzi fucks the anime, fucks the DBZ. Dragon Ball in general, like, come on, let's go. I know both Alex would not be a fan of that, but hey, I know they're also not fans of Uzi, and again, there's a reason why they are not on this pod, but hey, this is my music taste and what I like, so hey. But Uzi did have some bangers in 2016, so when I do my 2016 music pod, best believe I will be talking about a lot more Uzi. A lot more Drake as well that year too. What else? Just going through some of the songs I've been listening to recently. Oh, I guess it wasn't Omarion's comeback, but Omarion did release a couple songs that year that were bangers. I'm saying Rich Homie Quan. And then I'm Up with Kid Ink and French Montana. Got some bangers. Even like the some of the like singles that year were just fire. Where Woods is that year, Drama with Drake. I believe Roy Woods is that I saw him in 2016 with Drake. I believe honestly, I don't think it was that memorable. I guess I don't really like that many Roy Woods songs. Like, my favorite Roy Woods song is Drama with Drake, but yeah. Ballet, Eric Bellinger, that came out that year too. I know I did some research on some singles. Let me see if I can pull that up. I don't think I wrote them all down though. All right, the top 100 songs of 2016. Yeah, we'll take a break from the albums. We'll just go through some of them, just because it'll tie into some of the albums. Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson. That was a banger. Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, banger. See You Again, Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth, or Puth, banger. Trap Queen, Fetty Wap, banger. Sugar Maroon 5, banger. Shop a Dance. For the Taylor Swift fans, Blank Space came out that year. The Weeknd's had a couple songs, Earned in the Hills, Cheerleader, Omi. What we're all, I guess, for the Taylor Swift fans again, Bad Blood. Where Are You Now, Justin Bieber, again, one of my favorite songs off that album. Post to Be. Now that was a banger. That was definitely one of Omarion's best songs. Jhené Aiko definitely left everyone stunned when she said, "Eat the booty like groceries." And if you know, you know. I Don't Fuck With You, Big Sean, off Dark Sky Paradise. Again, one of my favorite Big Sean albums. Not my favorite Big Sean album, but it's up there. I'm trying. Let me just go to that. Since we're there, Dark Sky Paradise, Blessings, All Your Fault, featuring Kanye, Play No Games. But honestly, favorite song off the album, One Man Can Change the World, with Kanye and John Legend. Honestly, I feel like that song's just inspirational and I just fucking love it. Let's fucking go. What else? I just wanna make sure. Yeah, I think my mic is picking up everything, but hello. Okay. Sorry. Just the pod. I'm just looking at the fucking whatever things on the pod and it's going up and down. Just making sure it's picking up everything. But yeah. What else came out of that year? Oh fucking Truffle Butter, that song was fucking hilarious. If you know, you know. Oh, again, for like the. There are some good pop songs that year. Pompeii, Bastille, like. That was a good song. That was a banger. Like, if you know, you know. Stitches, Shawn Mendes. I can fuck with that. I fuck with that too. Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. I don't know why this list had Fetty Wap on there twice, but. It's got Trap Queen at 4 and 45, so I feel like if you combine those, Trap Queen probably should be higher. I Want You to Know Zed. Oh yeah, Zed. Yeah, that was good. That was definitely a good Zed song. Rather Be, Clean Bandit, great song as well. Centuries is on there. 7-Eleven. Oh wait, was that the year Beyonce dropped Drunk in Love? Let me check. I kind of fuck with that Beyonce album. I don't listen to Beyonce that often, but if I had to go back to a Beyonce album, that might be the one. Let me check. Oh, nope, never mind. That was not. The album I'm thinking about, it's 2013. But hey. What else came out that year? Oh, 679, Fetty Wap. That's actually my favorite Fetty Wap song. Yeah, let's go 679. No Type, Ray Shrem, Hotel, Kid Ink, Chris Brown. I fuck with that too. Only Nicki, Drake, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown. Name a better foursome. Come on, let's go. Yeah, but those are some of the bangers of that year. Some of the songs I already mentioned on there. Supposed to Be, Uma Thurman, Centuries. Those are all on this list. But let's dig back more into some of these albums. Where do I want to? Oh, Don't Tell Him, Jeremiah and YG. That was a good song. Fuck, he had a line of that song where he just completely like messed it up, but he just fucking went with it, and it was funny. I honestly did not really notice that until my buddy Mason pointed that out to me, and he was like, yeah, he fucking like messed the lineup in the song and just left it in there. But honestly, once he pointed that out to me, I was like, that's actually kind of funny. Waves, Mr. Props, that was also a good song that year. Saying 2015, it was a great year for music. It was a great year for music. With some Fifth Harmony songs on this list. Wasn't a huge Fifth Harmony guy, but hey, they were definitely popping at the time and they had some hits. Oh, okay. Yeah, but let's go back to some of the hits. Was the Ray Shrem album released that year? I think it was. Oh yeah, Ray Shrem. Yeah, that was Shrem Life. That was the debut of Ray Shrem. And for people who don't know that is Swae Lee, and it is Slim Jimmy. Let me go. No Flex Zone. That was a classic. This Could Be Us. Come Get Her. That was my favorite song of the album. Throw Some Mo. No Type. Oh, actually, ooh, it was probably between Come Get Her and No Type. Those are probably two of my favorite songs off the album. That was the debut album for Ray Shrem. Also, great album. Let me see. I haven't really listened to the full album through in a while, but kind of just going off memory, I probably want to give it like somewhere in the eights. I would probably give it like an 8.6. I would probably give it like an 8.6 for Shrem, for the OG Shrem Life. Kind of like Shrem Life 2 better, but hey. That was 2016, so we'll get into that next year. Sorry. Just need a drink because I can't do a solo pod and it's fine. I'll get better at doing these solo pods. I know I briefly mentioned Dreams Worth the Money, Worth More Than Money, but I didn't actually talk about that album as a whole. That album as a whole wasn't great, but it did have some bangers on that album. I loved All Eyes on You with Chris Brown, Rico with Drake. Shout out AP because he fucking hates Drake. And hey, Drake's literally the GOAT, so. Oh, but this is when the Drake little fuck Drake Meek Mill beef started, because Meek Mill said Drake was using Ghost Riders after Drake literally just dropped a hit for you, literally just dropped the best song of the album for you, and I just don't know why Meek was like, this would be the perfect time to say Drake's got Ghost Riders. I'm like, bro, you one, you can't be the one to say that. Two, we don't give a fuck. Like, Drake just literally gave you a hit, like, bro. Like, honestly, without that song, it's not a great album overall, but it's got some hits on there. That's honestly the main reason why I'm bringing up the album, because it's got some hits. And I don't want to say Rico is the only hit with Drake. Again, he got some help from Chris Brown and Future. Jump Out the Face, I love that song as well. I will say the best song Meek Mill had on that album by himself was The Trillest. The Trillest was a great song. I fucking love that song. Going back to some of the songs I can. What else? How about Nothing Wale had some good songs in there. Probably won't go into that too much. Let me. I probably should have done this in the non-rap part, but I kind of forgot about it. But let me check. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. The Chainsmokers EP. Ooh, what songs were on this? This was kind of like the debut of the Chainsmokers. Roses were on there. Don't really know too much anything else on that. But yeah, that was okay. I will definitely be bringing up the Chainsmokers in 2016, and if you know why, you definitely know. If you know, you know. What else was? Did bring up Trap Soul. Kidding dropped a pretty good album that year, Summer of the Winter. That was. I know he does get. I know Kid Ink does not get talked about a lot, but Kid Ink had some good songs that year. After that year, don't. I cannot tell you much about Kid Ink, but he had a year. He had a year in 2015. Yeah, 20. He had a good 20, 24. Oh shit, he dropped two albums that year. Full Speed. Full Speed was okay. I do remember some songs. Full Speed, Hotel was on there. He's got he actually had some good songs on there. Forgot about this album. I did not like Full Speed as much as I liked Summer of the Winter. Summer of the Winter was a great album though. I definitely fucked with it. Don't think I could quite say it's in the eights, but I would definitely probably give it like I'll probably give it like a 7-8. 7-6. Probably I haven't listened to the full album through and through, but he's got some bangers on there. So I'll probably Promise of Fetty Wap, that's a banger. I'd definitely give it like a probably somewhere between like 7-6 and 7-8. Where do I want to go from here? I think we're kind of wrapping down. Let me. I guess I did the research for this. I just didn't plan out how I wanted to go through each thing step by step. But yeah, I think we're kind of wrapping down. Let me go into. Let me see. We did. Oh yeah, Travis Scott. Travis. We'll go Travis Scott. We'll go Future. Then we'll go Chris Brown. Then we'll finish it off with Drake. That will be the rest of this pod. But yeah, I say we definitely say the best for last. This was the Travis Scott debut, especially for me. Because I discovered Travis Scott on Drake's If You're Reading This Is Too Late with Company banger. But I do remember Travis Scott did drop this year with Rodeo. Rodeo came out in September. Okay. Came out later in the year. He had some good songs. Oh My Decide, I love that. 3500 was good too. What else? Night. Oh, I fuck with Nightcrawler so heavy. Like I just doing the some of the research for this album. I went back to Nightcrawler. I was like, oh fuck, this song was a fucking banger. Kept listening to that over and over again. Antidote was a banger. Flying High, that was a good song too. Okay, All Right, Schoolboy Q, Apple Pie. I loved that. Apple Pie. Okay, Antidote was great. I love Antidote and Nightcrawler. Those are definitely more popular songs off the album, but like Apple Pie was definitely my favorite deep cut song of this album. Like that song, I fucking love that song. Like, and I'd love it. Like, but that was the that's when Travis I would say Travis got peaked early, but I fucking love Rodeo and that it's definitely my favorite, probably my second favorite Travis Scott album. Astroworld kind of disappointed me. I won't lie. I won't lie with that. But Rodeo is still good. Rodeo is solid. I fucking love Rodeo. But I guess with those hints, you might be able to guess my favorite Travis Scott album. But I'll save that for a future pod. Maybe for next year. But goddamn, we had so much good music this year. Like, again, that's why I'm saying. Honestly, I don't even know if this is like a shot. I don't even know if I'm taking that much of a shot at. I don't even know if this is controversial. I just feel like the music this year was so good. It's just not even like debatable. But yeah. So, oh fuck. Do I okay? I'll still go Future next. Then I'll go Chris Brown. Then I'll go Drake. But I know. No, actually, no. I lied. I'm just gonna do Chris Brown next, just cause Future and Drake. This was the year they just tied in. They just tied in together, and it just makes sense. It just makes sense to go that way. Right, Chris Brown. Dropped two banger albums this year. dropped a collab album with Tyga, Fan of a Fan. That was early in the year. Later in the year, he dropped Royalty, solo album. Ooh, it came out November 9th, a few days before my birthday. Let's go. But I do love that. Royalty's up there. It's up there. But I do want to talk about Fan of a Fan, just because it had some bangers on there. Like, and honestly, some songs I still listen to this day. Ayo, Remember Me. That's my favorite song off the album. Bitches and Marijuana. This album I did listen to all the way through, just to get a recap. Bunkin', I like that song. That was good. Don't Give a Fuck or Push a T, I guess. It was also good too. Fuck Push, but hey. He did have a good feature on that album. I'll say the one Push album I actually like. Oh, no, never mind. That was 2013. Oh, he did have a Darkest Before the Dawn. Do I remember the song? Remember the song? Kind of remember this album. It was okay. My Name Is, that was the favorite. That was my favorite Push album, but hey. Still, it's Fuck Push, because you came with the king. You just can't do that. Let's see. What? Actually, yeah. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Oh, I don't know why that's 2016. Yeah, Push didn't have a good 2015. But yeah, Fan of a Fan. That was a great album. I guess since I did listen to it this year, probably should give it a rating. But Fan of a Fan. I know some people don't believe in 10s. I gave Mac a 10 earlier. Fan of a Fan. I will give that. I would say like I'd probably say like 8.5. 8.5 just feels right for that. 8.5 feels right. Migos, my favorite Migos album was not that year. But I guess I probably should bring up features as well. Chris Brown had a fire feature on Moses for French Montana. He was starting to release some singles because Mac and Cheese 4 was supposed to be the next year. A lot of those songs got leaked, so I feel like, yeah, French had a better 2016. French had a good 2016, but he had some good songs on 2015. Bad Bitch. But Moses was my favorite single off that that year from him with Chris Brown. Again, it was a lot of singles. Technically, you really should have them in 2016. Granted, it didn't really get released, but I will touch more on that next year for sure. Because also, yeah, I fuck with the music pods, and I really want to do another one. But yeah, that was the Chris Brown Tyga album. I feel like that was really the last time we heard from Tyga for a while. See Tyga. What? Did Tyga have anything else this year? Tyga had some other shit this year. Nothing I really remember. Nothing I really remember. But Fan of a Fan. Fan of a Fan was good. Then I feel like Tyga came back for a little bit in 2018, I believe, with Taste, and then kind of. Went off to do some other shit. I don't know. I'm not really. He was still releasing music. Not music I fucked with, but hey, he's still doing his shit. I guess since we're going with Chris Brown, he did have some good features on DJ Khaled's I Changed a Lot. He was on, what was he on? Oh, How Many Times? I love How Many Times. And he was also on Ghost Slugs. That was probably my favorite song off that Khaled album. But yeah, no, I fucked them.
Just going back to that Khaled, Oxytocin, that was probably, he was coming out that year, he's coming up strong. This Called Life, that was, again, I wasn't huge in Oxytocin, but that's probably around the time when he was like kind of like peaking for me, for sure. What? Oh yeah, and then Chris Brown, of course. We got to go to Royalty. Honestly, one of my favorite Chris Brown albums. I don't know if it. I don't know if it's my favorite Chris Brown album. Royalty's up there. X is up there. Unfortunately, but that was like peak stretch of Chris Brown for sure. Like no doubt. Let me see. What were my favorite songs off Royalty? Back to Sleep is good. Liquor. I fucking love Liquor. A little bit. What else? Oh, Little More. Royalty. That was a great song too. Blow It in the Wind. You Did It with Future. Those are some of my favorite songs of the album. I loved Chris Brown. That was one of my favorite Chris Brown albums. Royalty. Come on, let's go. Chris Brown, he's just one of the goats. He's one of the best artists of all time. Oh yeah, I forgot. AP Alec did say this will be the podcast I'll get canceled for because I like Chris Brown. But hey, fucking cancel me if you want. But hey, don't cancel me because Chris Brown's fucking amazing. I'm not saying he's an amazing person, but as strictly music, which is what I'm talking, he's undoubtedly one of the best artists of my generation, and it just cannot be argued. Like, he's just released so many good music, so much good music. It literally cannot be argued. But hey, I guess I'll get canceled for it. But we'll see. Again, if you fuck with me, just fucking like, subscribe, and review. Come on, let's get me out of this corporate work environment, and just so I can start releasing more pods. I'll do more research and I'll just dig deep. But hey, oh yeah, I should give Royalty a rating because that was a banger album. Royalty, I do want to put Royalty in the nines. Like, what should Royalty be? What should it be? It's a good album. Like, it's an album you can list all the way through. Like, no skips. Yeah, I can't be low nines. It's at least, I feel like 9.5. 9.5 feels right for it. 9.5 feels right. 9.5 feels right. Feels right. Also, yeah. I don't know if people, I guess I wonder how people come with ratings. I don't know. Do people have like a science behind it, or is it more, I feel like it's just gotta be all feeling. Like, it's just gotta be feeling. But we are getting into the peak of 2015, and we're coming out with some 10s. And speaking of 10s, let's go into Future DS2. Best Future album of all time. Do not at me. Best Future album, DS2. Bro, came in hot and thought it was a drought. What you had with Drake? Stick Talk? Trap Niggas? Fuckers and Commas? Like, come on. Like, it was a great album. Like, literally, I've listened to this album too. Can listen to it all the way through. Literally, no skips. Favorite Future album. I would probably give this album, I'll give it a 10. I would give it a 10, like, for real. Oh, man. But do I like it more than Royalty? Damn. Fuck. That's tough. I'll say, do I like it more than Royalty? I will probably say yes. Slightly. Does this mean I'm slightly underrating Royalty? Maybe. I feel like 9.5 feels right for Royalty. 10 feels right for DS2. Maybe I'm slightly overrating DS2. Maybe it shouldn't be a perfect 10. Maybe it should be more like maybe like a 9.6, 9.8, somewhere in between there. Maybe 9.7. You know what I'm saying, but like maybe it should be somewhere in there. But I fuck with the heavy. I do love it. It is the peak of Future, no doubt. Like, best Future album I've seen. Saw Drake and Future in 2016. The problem is, I saw him at KC. If anyone else is there, I don't know how he was at the other stops, but
Casey, he was way too fucked up. And, but, God, I almost forgot. Future also released March Madness in fucking 2015. And that is one of my favorite Future songs, which he did perform. Ball Like the March Madness. I fucking love March Madness. And this, again, is when Future peaked. Like, DS2 was that album. Like, I feel like if I know, like, that's probably their favorite Future album. It's probably DS2. Like, DS2 really was when I started fucking on Future. I do just, because I didn't do a 2014 one, do just want to give a quick shout out to J. Cole, Four Souls Drive. He did drop it at the end of 2014. If it did slide over into 2015, it would have been a, would have even been more of a banger here, but fucking Forest Hills Drive, that is a great album. I don't know if I'll give Forest Hills Drive a perfect 10 out of 10, but I'd probably at least get a Forest Hills Drive at least a 9.5. It's up there, like royalty. It's up there for sure. It's up there. It's up there. But yeah, no, Future released March Madness in 2015. Like, that, bro, that's when Future was on shit. Like, it's... Future was going to work that year. Like, he was going to work. He was putting in some work. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. I guess he did release... They released 56 Nights in Beast Mode that year. March Madness. That was on 56 Nights. Future was doing some work that year. Future's doing some work. But yeah, no, fucking love DS2. Love DS2. All right. We're coming up to the peak of the pod. And probably, honestly, the thing that Alec probably would want to cancel me more than Chris Brown might actually be Drake. And fuck him, because I love Drake, and Drake is literally the GOAT. He's literally the best artist of all time, and I just don't even think that's debatable. But, yeah, let's get into it. Oh, man. All right. Drake, and we just got to start with Drake and Future. We got to start with What Time to Be Alive. That was released after, if you're this is too late, but I will come back to that album. One Time to Be Alive, perfect album. I literally listened to it, and like, honestly, it's such an easy listen. You can listen to it all the way through, like, no skips whatsoever. Jumpman, of course, one of the best songs, like, one of the best songs of all time, like, that's not even a question. Live from the Gutter, Big Rings, fucking, Draymond came after that when, after they fucking won the ring in like 2015. I do remember that. It came out later in the year. It came out like September. So yeah, like a month later. Yeah, Draymond's coming out to Big Rings. For that debut game of 2016, that was great. Warriors year. There's a lot of like Warriors references in that album. Like a lot of Steph Curry references. Like, come on. On the plug. Like, it's a banger album. It's a 10 out of 10. It's literally a 10 out of 10. And this is why Drake is the GOAT. Like, I don't want to hear any arguments. Drake is the fucking GOAT. Like, it's just not even debatable. I know some people are haters, and they'd love to see whenever Drake fails. But hey, he doesn't fail often, and he definitely didn't fail here. Like, this was a banger of an album. Let's fucking go. We got some good shit this year. One Time to Be Alive. Perfect 10 out of 10. Perfect Drake and Future album. The only thing I wish I saw at that concert with Drake and Future. Again, best concert I've ever seen in my life because of Drake. I wish I saw more Drake and Future doing like some What Time to Be Alive. That was my one complaint. Future was a little bit too fucked up to do more, but hey, that was my one complaint. One complaint, but I fucking loved it. Sorry. I'm gonna take a quick drink. Alright. And, of course, my memory is actually failing me a little bit. I thought this came out, like, late 2014, but it actually came out early 2015. That was, like, December, like, 2014, but it was actually February 2015, if you're reading This Is Too Late came out.
And let me see, what was I thinking? Sorry. Just trying to put my thoughts together. Oh yeah, sorry. Oh yeah, if we were in this too late. Oh yeah, my favorite Drake album, for sure. Like 10 out of 10. Like the best five strong stretch you'll ever see down in any album. Like, and this is literally when I knew Drake was the GOAT. I was like, Drake knows he's the GOAT and he's acting like it. Like, he's literally the GOAT. I wanted to give it to him after Nothing Was the Same, but again, it was still early. It was only his third album, so I was like, it's kind of early. It's kind of early, but hey, he's earned it. He's earned it. But yeah, Legend, Energy, 10 Bands, Know Yourself, No Telling. Come on, name another five strong stretch like that. That is it's literally tough. Like, this is the best five strong stretch in any album you'll ever see. Like, I can't name another. I don't think Drake has another stretch like that. Like, god damn. And he goes into Madonna, Six God. Ooh. He's got Six Man? Six Man like Lou Will? Come on. Company with Travis Scott. Mini Jungle. 6 p.m. in New York. Drake's always just getting going to rap. But like, nah, Perk 10 on album. Like, no skips. Like, it's. And he's literally just got the best five strong stretch in any album you ever see. Like, it's. I'm fucking amazing. Like, I know the kids will say I'm glazing, but hey, sometimes some people deserve to be glazed. Like, it's perfect. It's a perfect 10 out of 10 album. Perfect 10 out of 10 album. It was a great year for music. Like, I think I touched on most of it. I suppose, hey, if you're reviewing, like, let me know what I missed. Let me know what I have missed, but I think I got a lot of the good. I think I got a lot of the good shit. If you tell me I missed some country, I'll take your word for it. I don't listen to country, never will. But I'll take your word for it. But I think for rap, at least for rap, I feel like I got everything. Try to touch on some other genres too. That was good. Definitely would love to thank Mac, RIP. Still miss him every day. Like, I still don't remember exactly where I was when I heard that he died, but I will. I don't feel like touching on that tonight. We'll maybe touch on that another day. Maybe if Alec listens to the pod and wants to go into it, maybe we will. Yeah, it's a good year of music. Shouts back, Miller. I guess the one thing I will throw on at the end of this pod, since bringing up Mac again, I will. Oh, Balloonerism dropped this year. Honestly, I just didn't like Balloonerism. Again, I don't even know if that was an album Mac would have wanted to drop. I guess he's using some of the leftover music he's got, but wasn't a huge fan of Balloonerism. The Watcher movies 10th anniversary was 2 years ago because that came out in 2013 originally. The one thing I do just want to end with, granted, I know this doesn't fit the 2015 recap, but they touch on, I guess, some music from this year as well. Honestly, damn, that was a great album too. I fucked with Watching Movies. That might be my second favorite Mac album. Just like re-listening to it through your like. I thought before, like, the Divine Feminine, I thought it was better, but, like, I think it might be Watching Movies. I think that'd be my second favorite Mac album. No doubt. Damn. I can't give it a perfect 10 out of 10, but I will give Watching Movies probably like a 9, 9, 6, 9, 6 for sure. 9, 6 for sure. Let's go. But where I really wanted to go with this was, like, honestly, I didn't listen to this in 2013. Or 2023 when it re-released. Fuck, I don't know what I was doing in 2013 time. Or not 2013. I listened to the OG album in 2013 for sure. I fucked with it then. But the re-release in 2023 didn't. I don't know what the fuck I was doing in 2023, but I don't know. I was on some shit, but not actually on some shit. But like, I was. Fuck it. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but. Back to my original point is, in this album, he released the OG version of the Star Room, which was the opening song on the album. And honestly, the Star Room, the OG version released with Earl Sweatshirt on the 10th anniversary, honestly, it just fucking hit me. Like, I was like, damn, the song is too real. Like, it got so real. And like, it's better than like the one, honestly, the one on the original version, the one I heard first, that one feels like the OG version, but like the actual OG version, like, it's way better than the one that he released. I don't know if it might. Hey, honestly, if you listen back, let me know how you feel about that. That I actually want to know. Like, but that actually hit me. Like, just listening to that song, it just hits me. Damn. I actually feel some stuff. Like, when I listen to that, I'm like, OG Star Room is, it hurts. Like, just especially knowing that he like died and everything after that. It hits different. It hits different. But yeah, shout out to Mac for inspiring me to do this. Shout out to Drake for having a great 2015. Shout out CB. Shout out Future. Actually, yeah, let me do a top five artists of 2015. Fuck it. I didn't think I would do this, but who would be my, if I had to go like back to 2015, who would be my top five artists? I feel like you gotta put Drake 1. I gotta put CB 2. Cause they both released two albums that year that were absolute bangers. Granted, they both released a collab album. Like, so I guess I know some people will be like, there's a collab, it's not really like a solo album, but get the fuck out of here. Like, they both released two albums, two banger albums that year. Fuck out of here. Do I want to go with Future or Mac for 3? That's my debate. I feel like at the time it was Future, but like listening back, I feel like it was Mac. Because it was a 2015 recap, I'll go Future for 3 because I feel like at the time it was Future. But Mac, definitely number 4. Mac is number 4. Who would be number 5 for 2015? Who would be number 5? It's, even though he didn't release the best album that year, or one of the best albums that year, but like, just because like what he'd done before that, and like how I felt about him at the time, it's definitely going to be Big Sean. Big Sean's 5. But yeah, no, that is my fucking 2015 music recap. I think I did a good job on this. Please let me know how I did. Like, it's, I don't know. I kind of got my feels like when I was just going back through a lot of these songs. I was like, damn, this was a time to be alive. It would, and that's when Drake drops One Time to Be Alive. It was a time to be alive. It's like, for people that might be too young to like really remember it, it's, I'm sorry, like, it was just a time. Like, music isn't like this anymore. But hey, I'm surprised I almost went an hour on this, but I'll wrap it up here. Yeah, I guess technically I'm recording this early Saturday, December 20th. I'll probably release this maybe a little before Christmas. Oh, I do want to do an NBA Christmas pod. Maybe I'll do the NBA Christmas pod, release that. And I may drop this a little bit after that. But hey, guys, thanks for being with me again. Love for you to like, subscribe, review, promote, share with your friends, share with your family over Christmas. I'll probably try to really, but you know, maybe this might be a great day after Christmas album. Or the after Christmas pod. Maybe I'll release it then. What else? Have a great Christmas. I think I might release this after Christmas, but hey, hope you had a great Christmas. Or whatever holiday you celebrate during this time. If you don't celebrate holidays, still have a great holiday anyway. Have a great new year, and let's get turned. Let's get turned for this new year, and let's make this year better than ever.
Fuck it. Let's go. Let's hope 2026 gives us some fire music. Like, I've been dying for some great music. Drake had to carry us this year, and I'll see you probably carrying us next year with Iceman, but hey, peace.